We're going to start Lekavid Hayantiv Abalinu Ba'id Chaydesh. We're going to start Hilchas Pesach. There's one copy over here. Hopefully more copies are coming. We're going to learn it through the lens of the Hilige Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. And you have a kasha? We didn't learn anything yet. The Kovitz Halachas is read, written by, what?
I have a
shell on Sefer. Well, no, first we have to learn the Sefer. Not last question, first we have to learn the Sefer. No. Well, we'll hear it. Let's first learn Halacha. Let's learn Halacha, then we'll ask the question. Shleishim Yoyim Kodim Achag. Says the, first and also, Stam, always learning Rav Shmuel's Torah should be a continued Refuah Shlema for the Zaken Rosh Hashiva B'siyat Shemaya. Sif Aleph, we're in first parak, Shleishim Yoyim Kodim Achag, says, again, the top was written by his Talmud, Rav Timi Elisha Kleiman. The bottom is a compilation of notes written as well from his Talmud, Rav Dina Elisha Kleiman. Usually, the end of each note, when it's a chiddush, ends with Umayri V'Rabi Shlita, and that's what Rav Shmuel is adding on. And it's mekubal that the halachas on the top, it flips the wrong way, that the halachas on the top are l'maisa Rav Shmuel's halachas. There are no pickbook. There's no shayla. And Rav Forshemer also, when we'll get there, we'll see, Rav Forshemer went through the whole Sefer. Now, it's not like Rav Shlomo Zalman that because he looked at it, he's giving his approval. It's not that way. He adds haras. It seems like it's more like a covet for the Sefer that he went through it and added his, you know, haras here and there. But let's begin. Shailin v'darshin b'lchus Pesach, koidem Pesach. We ask questions. We darshin the laws of Pesach, 30 days, koidem shleishim yoyim. I think Allah, we all know what's very interesting is in footnote Aleph over here, he teaches us, this is the Shulchan Aruch and Tov Chav Tes, which of course is Hilchos Pesach. Fascinating Shulchan Aruch Harav, which I think answers a kasha that plagues many people without even wondering it. Many people would ask, what am I busy learning it for? We have Sfarim. Maybe in a time where they didn't have Sfarim, you'd open up a nostalgic Shulchan Aruch. You need 30 days to learn it, but nowadays you have a Sefer, you buy a Sefer, you have a Shmuel. What do you need to spend 30 days? So says the Graz, B'daris Halalu Sheina Chacham, Shaila L'Talmid of Halachas Nisha, excuse me, he has one step before that. Shaila V'darshim means what? Get up in public and darshim. We know B'zman HaGemara, they would have proper lectures. They would get together and they would teach over the Halachas. Says the Graz, I'm sorry, I jumped a step. Says the Graz, because we have all the halachas in text, so the mitzvah is on each and every person to learn the halachas, shleishim yoyim, koidim, haregel, ad sheyibaki. Mishnah Berura says the same thing. There's a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. Fascinating Aruch HaShulchan says that the chiyav is rak b'Pesach atzmo. You don't have a chiyav to learn for 30 days. Chiyav is on Pesach itself. Bir halacha is Meirich, and he says the Bahag says the same, etc. Now we're Shmuel over here, and we'll take a little sampling of what we believe the minig is. We're Shmuel over here. One sec, yeah. What? Correct. Excuse me. That. I'm actually not sure. Nah, but I'm not sure because he's going off the Bir Halacha that says that. Let's get there. But he quotes Shmuel, and Shmuel says, you know what the minig is? Minig HaYodua. I know, we'll see how many people here did this minig HaYodua at their Purim Suda yesterday. Last week, B'mishnayis Psachim B'sudas Purim. Why? I'm in the end of footnote Alf. Mitam Shailim V'darshin Shemaschel B'Purim Kuchkasav. Joey, the kasha on Purim, you're starting to learn Hilchos Pesach. So Rav Shmuel says that the minig is to learn Mishnayis Psachim. I don't know how many people here opened their Mishnayis Psachim at the Purim Suda yesterday. Say it again. No, say it at the end of the story. It's for the steer. Yachid is. Yeah. Right. Right. You're right in the Pasha understanding is as machlek is that every Yontif does Pesach. That's what Mishabura goes. And as I'm saying, and most people say over that you only have to do it for Pesach because there's so many halachis. But that is the Aruch HaShulchan saying not that way. Okay, Lamaisa, Rav Shmuel saying the minigah you do a storm Mishnayis Pesachim of the Purim Seder. I don't think, okay, maybe for next year we have to make a note to. That's what we should be doing. I did see that there are those that it says Melchus Purim, you're supposed to. Oh, you should have started this even before. No, so those that do this, is that at the Purim Suda, I think it's the Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, when he's down, you're supposed to be Isaac by Taira, and then have your Suda. So what's the Taira to be Isaac in at the Purim Suda before the Suda? Is this halacha, Shlom Shem Yoim, you learn this halacha at the Purim Suda. Okay. Sif, peace. Hadish Shailim Vidarshan, yeah, I put a little reminder for next year. Hadish Shailim Vidarshan, Lam Yim Kredim Achag, Yish Aimim Shumin HaTayro, which is, by the way, just gives a little extra weight. You know, we learn this and we feel like, it's a nice thing to start learning the halachis. And we start understanding, the Purim Suda, yeah, no, like, who really cares? There are those that learn, it's a Din Midaraisa. It says, well, we're just going to say Cesar Shmuel, but says the Kavis Halachis, Ach Kibshutai, Hu Midivri Seifrim, and he proves this on the bottom. It's obviously interesting, as we know, it comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. It comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's perhaps a Takana of Ezra, which, if you look at the Ha'aras over here on the bottom, he speaks about, one second, yeah, let's learn Beis and Gimel over here, Gimel and Dalet. Gimel and Dalet, what? You should know, the original Tikkun of Ezra to be Shalem Midarshim, Shalem Koyde Machag, when is that Negiah for all of us? Mr. Brewer writes that's why you're supposed to give a Shir, B'chol Shabbos, V'Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos. He says it came from the same Tikkun of Ezra. I think Mr. Brewer in the Hakdamah to Chilek Gimel says that, if I remember correctly, he learns that the din of Shalem Vidarshan is each and every Shabbos, like each regal needs 30 days. Shabbos is for Shabbos. Very interesting. That's where the minna comes from, that many have a Shir and Hilchos Shabbos on Shabbos, came from that original Takana of Ezra. Takana of Ezra. Sef Gimel. Kishamayim b'sefer b'isa achila toshla shemim l'nei ha-Pesach. When you look in a sefer within 30 days of Pesach, yazir li'ayin shelo yibol boi mashu chametz k'deish shalim said in Pesach. You should be careful that your chametz doesn't fall into the sefer, because you don't want to find it in Pesach. If we're going to be sitting there with our kovetz halachas, and we're going to be learning the halachas today, and you're sitting there over your piece of pizza, so very nice, you're sitting there learning about chametz and who knows what, but a piece of pizza falls into the sefer. And that could be a travesty, which we're eventually going to have to get to and figure out how that works. And Sif Dalet says, Chometz Shemeevar Toich Lamidyoim LePesach Yoytze Midei Mitzvos Tashmisu, which is a very famous halacha that you can be Mikayim the Mitzvah Da'araisa of Tashmisu, of ridding yourself from Chometz within 30 days of all your Chometz. Let's see note number 5 over here. Well, first of all, let's look at note number Dalet. Talks about eating chametz within 30 days. Says the Aruch HaShulchan says this. The Makar is the Magen Avraham and the Bach. Yesh liyizar la'ayin v'chol davar sh'aisah shli yishar davuk boi chametz v'ayfet shli yuchal asiroi b'neikuk shegia erev Pesach. So therefore, you should be more careful with such svarim. Just to mention why it's such a big deal, because we're eventually going to get to that cleaning for Pesach, like who really cares about crumbs? We know. Erev Pesach, Chol B'Shabbos, what do? You have your suit on the table, you take your tablecloth, stuck to Mishnah Berurah, you shake it out, all the crumbs go on the floor, and you walk into Pesach. Mishnah Berurah, there's crumbs all over the floor. So the answer is, who cares? They're not, once they're on the floor, they're Matan of Ksas, and once they're Matan of Ksas, you don't have to worry about it. So we could ask Akasha, which eventually we're going to ask, your crumbs in your sefer L'Chair also Matan of Ksas. So maybe the answer is they're not. But I don't know, most people don't go to this farm and start eating crumbs out when they find them. But the answer is, Eina Hanani. But when you take your sefer at the Leil Seder, and one of the students of Yontif, you take your sefer and you open it on your table, if there's a crumb there, it could fall into your food. We have a chash, shema, the tiniest bit of chametz, of course, in that bottle in Pesach, could fall into your food and cause an issue. So that's the reason why any sefer which comes to the table on Pesach, we have to be that much more careful. So even if we're going to be mekel, that one doesn't have to go through, there are thousands of svarim in their house, and check through them, but we're definitely going to be machmir, that of course, that same sefer shouldn't be brought to the table. You know, you want to know, do you have to have separate benchers? Maybe not, but should you take the same bencher and open it up on top of your matzah, and then eat your matzah avad d'nish, because then the crumb could fall in. You want to know, if you're benching, if there's nothing at the table, okay? Maybe. But let's see Sif Hay over here, Sif Katane, excuse me, and what she talks about is mitzvah of tashbisu. Says explains to Mr. Bura, because you have a chiy of beer within 30 days, you get the mitzvah of tashbisu when you get rid of chametz within those 30 days. Says the Hilgi Shar Tzion, he's mitzayin the divrei the Ma'arik anal. V'hainu, delfi das ha-Ma'arik kol shasa ma'isah shalidei chametz mushpes esu muvayrus mershusuk shigia shasa beer. You're mekayim. He's getting involved in the intimate and the intricate halachas of the bedik and the beer, and when you mechayim the din of tashbisu, and he's proving from the Ma'arik that because the Ma'arik says if you get rid of any chametz before the actual Zman beer, it's a kiyum of the mitzvah, zok de mishta brura. So for 30 days, whenever you get rid of it, it's also a kiyum of the beer. Mari Rabbi Shalita Amar to Kibshutayim, which by the way, stop. If you ever want to look through the Kravitz Halachas, they want to know like what are the Chadushim, what you do is you look at the footnotes and you see where he says, Man Vav Rish. That's where Shmuel's little extra, little knach he adds on. Zakt Rav Shmuel Amar to Kibshutayim serving the mitzvah Tashbisu, who be, no, let's hear. That meaning what? So what's he adding on? So Sheval Tassin, therefore what? Let's keep on reading. Maybe it'll come clear in a moment. So let's see the flip side. If you hold tashbisu as a proactive mitzvah, ayin minchas chinuch sham, yesh leimar, shemekayim mitzvah tashbisu miyad kol amiyoyim kodim ha-pesach. V'yesh leimar, da'idei masha oichal chometz belamid yoyim shavnei ha-pesach, mekayim mitzvah zu. You're mekayim the actual mitzvah. Which kosav, abal ma'ar, shetzi dei mitzvah tashbisu gamadei masha oichal chometz, so first of all, what's the chalik tishev al tasei kum vasei that gets involved? Okay, you're saying it's the chalik. Don't buy it. But okay, he dove into knee deep into the sugya and the lumdis of the chalik between tishev al tasei kum vasei. When he says ayin mechaz chinuch sham, so if you were to be ma'ayin mechaz chinuch and then come back here, we'd appreciate his chinuch. His chiddush. But for the rest of us, we see a Moyer take a Chiddush. We see Zakhtar of Shmuel, two things. Number one, you have in your house piles full of Mishloach Manis. So when you go, and either you eat it, or what else do you do with it? Don't throw down, be over on Baltash. Just give it away. Don't eat it. There are wonderful organizations that take this off. And most of it is good goods, whether they freeze it, whether they eat it, whatever they do. So you're Mekayim a Mitzvah Daraisa. It's an incredible thing. And he's learning even Vesheva Altaseh, which is a chayra, which means he's adding on that if you go and you're cognizant of what you buy, not to have extras is also a key. Absolutely beautiful. No, but it's baltashless. It's baltashless. Oh, say there. In America, a lot of garbages are burned some in general. Yeah. So Lamaisa, What's the takeaway? The takeaway is that within 30 days we paskin that there's a mitzvah in each and every person to fulfill it on his own. It's on the Rav, Lamaisa. There's, you know, the Shabbos, like Gadol Drasha, that you add on Epis something about Hilchos Pesach. But if you think you're Mekayim, you're Hilchos Pesach, and that Drasha, it's just tipshits. You know, you learn the Gantz Hilchos Pesach and in one share, it just makes no sense. So the answer is, for 30 days, every Jew, it's incumbent upon them to take out a sefer, whether it's a Kavis Halachas, whether it's Rabbi Ribian on Pesach, whether it's Rabbi Hofstetter on Pesach, whether it's Rabbi Eider on Pesach, or the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, for those who, or the Shulchan Aruch, you know, or listen to a shir, you're Mekayim, a Takana, Lemaisa, we pass, give Shuta to the Rabbana, but Lemaisa, you're Mekayim a Din, an extra Din. You have to have Talmud Torah, and Avad, you have that, by the way, you'll actually know what to do on Pesach, and you won't be the genius asking the Rav the most. I don't want to call them silly questions. Ask every question, but certain things are just such basics. They just didn't open a sefer. So open a sefer. And number two, we're learning is that within 30 days, we have this incredible mitzvah, potentially a daraisa, of a mitzvah of tashbisu, of beer, chametz. Each and every time we get rid of chametz, shkaya.